is KPIX 5 News.
Bracing for fire weather and potential power shutoffs as a red flag warning goes into effect today. Fire crews get ready for oppressive heat and powerful winds on the way.
President Trump set to nominate his pick for the vacant Supreme Court seat today, setting off a battle in the Senate.
And demonstrations in Oakland and around the state overnight and a third night of protests demanding justice for Breonna Taylor.
Good morning. It is Saturday, September 26th. I'm Emily Turner.
And I'm Devin Feely. A red flag warning goes into effect tonight, and fire crews aren't taking any chances. They've moved more crews into the North Bay and East Bay Hills and are prepared to jump at the first signs of a wildfire. Many of those crews have been working on wildfires that are basically now contained. Let's go straight to meteorologist Aaron Peck for a check of our weather.
Devin, the focus for those winds in the mountains, that's going to come late tonight into early Sunday morning. And I'm going to talk a lot more about the fire weather concerns coming up in the complete forecast. Because in terms of the weather we're all going to experience, you're not going to notice much of that. Might get a little breezy around here on Sunday, but that's really an issue for the mountains. So let's talk about back here at home. We'll get some numbers on the screen here for the current conditions. What's it like if you're about ready to step out the door? Very much like you've experienced just about every other morning for the last several weeks. We're right around 60 degrees. Headlines on today: sunny and warm today. Fire weather arrives in the mountains tonight, and a heat wave begins tomorrow. That's really the headline in this forecast when it comes to the weather. We're going to be doing low hundreds again Sunday and Monday of this forecast, but not today. Today for inland spots, I've got you stopping in the low 90s. It's a warm day, but it's not too terribly hot. I'll be back with more on the rest of this forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, guys, back over to you.
You can stay updated on the heat over the weekend with our new KPIX 5 news app. You can watch newscasts, plus get real-time news updates and breaking news alerts.
Happening today, President Donald Trump will make his name, or will name, his Supreme Court pick. CBS News reports that it's federal judge Amy Coney Barrett. The 48-year-old is known for being very conservative and against abortion. We spoke with a San Jose State political science professor and Washington insider about what's at stake if she's confirmed.
I think what Republicans like about her is that she fulfills a really three or four decade long march to overturn Roe versus Wade. She's seen as a certain vote against Roe. I think they also probably like that she's quite young and she's likely to serve 30 years or more if she's confirmed to the Supreme Court. I think there's a significant risk of political backfire here. It seems clear that Trump has picked her in order to achieve these goals of overturning Roe and striking down the Affordable Care Act. But those are both very unpopular positions with the public. The public is actually supportive of Roe versus Wade and very much likes the Affordable Care Act, the benefits it gets from the Affordable Care Act. So I think this risks some significant political backlash.
Democrats argue the winner of the November election should be the one to choose the new justice. President Trump, however, will make his announcement from the Rose Garden today. And of course, we'll stream that live on our app and CBSN Bay Area at 2 p.m.
We have new video into our newsroom this morning. Overnight in Oakland, police and protesters clashed. Hundreds marched towards City Hall. Police say that some of those marchers threw bottles at officers and knocked over barricades. Now, the protests began peacefully with activists calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. Multiple people were arrested for assaulting some officers. It's the third night of protests after a Kentucky grand jury decided that no officers would be charged in Taylor's death.
And there were protests in other parts of California overnight as well. In Sacramento, a crowd there marched up 10th Street and were met by police blocking the way through. Eventually, the police letting them pass, though. And several protests were held in Los Angeles. Around 50 marchers walked along La Cienega Boulevard to join another rally.
And happening today, there will be a march and unity rally at the steps of San Francisco City Hall. It's calling for an end to violence, racism, and hate crime against Asian Americans. KPIX5's Betty Yu spoke to the organizers.
Stand up!
From New York?
Stand up, fight back!
To L.A.
You know, now is the time for us to stand up, my brother.
To San Francisco.
My sisters.
What started as an idea between rapper China Mack.
Did you really earn your stripes?
And actor Will Lex Ham has now become a national movement. It's called They Can't Burn Us All.
They Can't Burn Us All is unity, right? Because, you know, they can burn one of us if we're alone, right? And when I say they, I don't mean a particular
type of people. Yeah.
Just they as in anyone who is coming to harm us.
No justice!
China Mac helped organize the first march after an 89-year-old grandmother was set on fire in Brooklyn. It's one of a number of anti-Asian attacks reported amid the pandemic. To date, there have been 2,600 hate incidents across the country collected by the Stop AAPI Hate Reporting Center. A quarter of those originated in the Bay Area.
Everywhere we've went, Asians really like have felt this anxiety and fear of being attacked, or when is the next thing going to happen, and when is something going to be done about it, you know? And this is our, like, this is our way of doing something.
The two also stopped to patronize Chinatown businesses and spread their message on the streets.
We're really trying to not just unite Asians, but unite everyone, you know, everyone, and build bridges between black communities, brown communities, and all communities.
Last week, the House passed a resolution to denounce the racism toward Asian Americans that has surged in the wake of COVID-19. Even though the legislation passed with heavy Democratic support, 164 Republicans voted against it.
This shouldn't be a partisan issue, that we should all condemn hate in all its forms.
To the coronavirus now, and a top state health official is warning we could see a major spike in COVID hospitalizations next month. Dr. Mark Galley says that he is seeing early signs that the spread may be intensifying. He claims the state could see an 89% increase in hospitalizations next month, rising from over 2,500 to just under 4,900 by late October. He says gatherings that happened around Labor Day weekend and then also the relaxing of reopening restrictions could be fueling the spread.
With reopening, we know that there's more opportunities for mixing, exposure to others. All of the lines on the right side of this graph are starting to trend upward, telling us more and more individuals with COVID-19 are showing up at our emergency rooms seeking care.
With hot weather on the way this weekend, Dr. Galley said that could bring the risk of more people congregating outside. And also new this morning, nail salons in Alameda County are now allowed to open indoors after moving into the red tier last week. Health officials initially said they wouldn't reopen, but now after reviewing state guidance, they say appropriate safety measures would add minimal risk to customers.
A live look at downtown San Francisco now, where the Department of Justice is slamming the city over its pandemic restrictions on houses of worship, claiming that the rules are both illegal and unconstitutional. KPIX5's Joe Vasquez reports on how the city is firing back.
It was quite an unusual sight. The Archbishop of San Francisco leading hundreds of Catholics in a protest called the Free the Mass March. This was just last Sunday. The Archbishop says Catholics want their churches opened up immediately and insisted parishioners would wear masks and keep their distance.
We can do this in a safe way, and that's what we want to do. We don't want to be reckless. We want to insist that people observe reasonable safety protocols. We have them. We can do it safely. There's no reason to stop us.
Now, 5 days later, the U.S. Department of Justice sent this letter to the mayor of San Francisco saying it was against the First Amendment to keep churches closed. Quote, "No government in this free country can attack religion by transforming a house of worship arbitrarily into a place for solitary confinement." City Attorney Dennis Herrera fired back, accusing the Justice Department of lobbying careless legal threats, saying the reopening plan is, quote, "consistent with San Francisco's careful approach and follows closely behind what the state of California allows."
I mean, just like people are in the park like this, we should be able to have that outlet to say our prayers.
I believe that we can still keep churches alive by ordering people to do it virtually.
Me personally, I was raised a Catholic, and church is great, mass is great, but not right now.
San Francisco says the letter from Washington is basically moot, because the city plans to change the health order on Wednesday, at which point churches will be allowed to have as many as 100 people inside at any given time. Joe Vasquez, KPIX 5.